Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In the middle, from St. John's, 7 foot, Bill Weddington.
Where did that come from? Bill Weddington.
And a surprise sets up Weddington. 3 seconds to go.
Oh, and on the power jam.
He's added a little something to the Bulls offense here from the power forward spot.
It is the Beef Weddington. Only in Chicago could a second-string center become a fast food immortal.
I need a Beef Weddington.
Bulls win! Bulls win! And it's on to the play-in tournament against Miami Wednesday.
Don't sweat the technique. We go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. That is where we find Bill Weddington of the Score Bulls broadcast of the Bulls, CircaLasVegas.com. And Bill, it is nice to talk to you on this play-in Wednesday.
Layla, Marshall, it's a pleasure to be here. And my, you guys had Ray and the producers working hard today to come up with all those clips.
Oh, no, no. That's what they do, Bill. We got to honor the guests that come on. We got to let them know that everybody needs to know what the deal is. And I think that's a perfectly good representation of Bill Weddington. So I think they're just doing their job, but they are doing a very, very good job at that. The question, though, Bill, is can the Bulls get this job done of getting into the actual playoffs? They need two wins. It starts tonight with Miami, a team they've already beaten 3 times this year. What kind of challenge do you see ahead of them?
Well, Mark, that's a most excellent question, because everyone in the sporting world always talks it's really hard to sweep a team 4 times. But I honestly believe the Bulls can do it. And I think they can do it whether they're shooting a 3 really well right tonight or not. But the one thing they can't afford to do, Marshall, is turn the ball over. And this has been a Bulls team that at times gets very careless. They lose their focus offensively, and they just start throwing the ball around, and they make some poor decisions. And if the Bulls have one of those 20 turnover nights, it can make it really difficult tonight. This is a lower scoring team in Miami. They play good defense. They try to create some turnovers and make you rush a little bit to make some poor decisions offensively. And you can't have that here tonight. You're going to have to play some good, solid basketball and just take care of the ball.
I think this is one of the better coaching matchups in the postseason when you consider the pedigree. You know, Billy Donovan and Eric Spoelstra, Bill. And I do always give the Heat some credit, even though, yes, they have lost that many times to the Bulls in the regular season. But I just can't help but think that Spo is going to have something cooked up for his team to be able to just add a little something extra that you didn't see in the regular season.
Layla, you're absolutely right, and I think Spoelstra is a great coach. Obviously, he's done some great things, worked his way up, and really has a great culture going there. He and Pat Riley have worked hard to get the guys that understand what they need to do. They work together, and the thing about tonight is it's just one game. It's not a playoff series where the best team's going to win. It's one game where anyone could win on any given night, and everyone's going to have to go out and play a solid basketball tonight. You can't have too many mistakes. And as I was telling Marshall a moment ago, his turnovers are going to be a big part of tonight's game. We've seen the Bulls offense. The Bulls offense, when it's on, it's on. And it's phenomenal. Guys are hitting shots. They pass the ball really well. They find the open man. They're hitting their threes. And on those nights, I think the Bulls can compete and win a game against anyone. When the Bulls aren't hitting their threes, all the mistakes come in are even more important and are more valuable. So you got to take care of the basketball, whether you're hitting your threes or not, because especially, and I look at Kobe, hasn't been shooting the ball as lately from behind the three-point line, but he's getting to the foul line, and he's still scoring his 20 points a game, just driving to the basket. He's found ways to score, not just shooting the three. So I really think this team has gone through a lot of adversity and found different ways to win basketball games this season.
I'm trying to size up the Heat because we've gotten used to this particular play-in matchup between the Bulls and the Heat over the years. And, Bill, I wanted to ask you about something that Bam Adebayo talked about. Obviously, this is a team without playoff Jimmy. We saw what he's capable of last night when he dropped 38 points in the Golden State Warriors play-in win against Memphis. But in his stead, they now have Andrew Wiggins, who came back in that Jimmy Butler deal. Bam Adebayo talked about the fact that he's gotten acclimated now and he could be the X factor tonight. What do you think as far as that concept in the Bulls trying to slow down a Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo-led Heat, but that this does have a guy who was an all-star just a couple of seasons ago in Wiggins?
Yeah, I mean, that's their big three. And obviously all three of them have the ability to take over a game at any given time. And Wiggins has been there, and I'm sure he's a force in the locker room. I'm sure the guys are referring to him and asking him questions, what's it like, and what are the distractions, what are the pitfalls, what can happen, and how to stay focused. But all three of those guys can get hot from a variety of ways. But I agree with you. The X factor is Wiggins because he's the guy that's new. He's only played in 17 games for him. He's a guy that can score a lot of points quickly, shooting the ball, driving the ball, getting to the foul line. So you got to keep all three of those guys in check. But then while you're doing that, you can't let I hate to use Shaq's word, the others, someone else that's not expected to come up and have a big game. Everyone's got to do their job, and you have to maintain that stability. Where, all right, we understand that Tyler Hero is going to get hot, and he's going to go and have a 7, 8, 10 points in a row. Wiggins might do it. Adebayo might do it. But you can't let a Duncan Robinson or a Rozier or a Ware come up, and all of a sudden they have 20, 30 points in a game.
Yeah.
And that's where you really have to watch your P's and Q's.
I'm sorry, I was agreeing with you, Bill, when it came to where he, you know, that he came out in even that last game that we saw last week. Strong on the boards, high rebound numbers to begin with. Where was establishing himself? Of course, we know about Bam Adebayo. I think the other piece of that game, though, was that it took a little while for Kobe to heat up. You talked about that. It's not just the turnovers. I think the Bulls have to really get established offensively and try to find their hot hand so they know what to do and be able to withstand a run that the Heat might go on in this game.
Well, the Heat are going to go on a run. That's going to happen. That's going to be a good team is going to go on a run. I don't mind Kobe not starting off hot early as long as you're getting someone else the ball and they get hot. A lot of times lately it's been Vooch. They've been looking for Vooch down low. They try to get him going early. And then Kobe kind of warms up in the second quarter and definitely the second half and the fourth quarter where Kobe really shows what he can do offensively. But someone's going to have to always stay warm or stay hot, whether that's Giddy or whether that's Herter hitting threes. Bezelis has shown that he's really had the ability to step things up and playing really well right now. Or even a guy like Zach Collins coming off the bench and at physical presence where all of a sudden he gets 4, 6 points in a row and just kind of keeps the offense rolling. Because that's really what I'm afraid of is that offense gets stagnant for 2, 4, 6 minutes in the game, and they just can't score. They're missing shots, and then they're turning the ball over, and that's where Miami can get a run of 10, 12 points. And again, in a lower scoring game with Miami, they only average 110 points a game, and they only give up 110 points a game. Runs of 10 are big. And that's the one thing about today's NBA with the high scoring. Like, they both have a high octane offense. You know, they average 117 points all season. So a 10-point run in a 120, 130-point game is nothing. But in a 110-point game or lower, that's a big run. And the Bulls have to just be very leery of that. If they've gone two or three possessions without scoring, you got to take care of the basketball and get a good shot.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Bill, I'm curious because this is something we've really been debating since the trade deadline, the direction of this team, the growth of this team, the young players, specifically Coby White taking it to another level, Josh Giddey looking probably like what Arturis Karnišovas envisioned when he traded for him instead of draft capital last year, and of course, the development of Matas Buzelis. What can they learn going forward about this team and these players that we didn't already learn from, let's say, the last 20 games of the regular season?
Well, we can learn how well they play together, and I think that's a big thing. And I've talked to a lot of people about chemistry in a locker room and just how guys get along. And that really does make up a winning team. Every winning team or really good team I've been on, the locker room was a family and was like glue. Everyone wanted everyone to be successful. And in a couple of post-game interviews, we've been able to talk to a couple of the guys, Vooch and Herter and Giddey, and they all get along in a locker room. They're really genuinely happy for each other when someone else plays well. And it was the same when I was playing with the Bulls. If Luke Longley had a great game, yeah, I wanted to start. I thought I was better than Luke. But I didn't want Luke to play poorly. I wanted Luke to play well because I wanted to win, and vice versa. Luke wanted me to do well because we all stood together as a team trying to win basketball games. And that's what this team has. But they're going to be tested. The next couple of games, it's really a sudden death type of thing, win or go home. and you can't make a lot of mistakes, and you really have to stay together. You can't start pointing fingers and blaming guys for situations on the floor right away. You got to figure it out and work together, and that's going to be the real task of Billy, is to keep these guys on point playing together, because there's going to be moments that are stressful during the game where guys break down a little bit, maybe miss a cut or miss a defender. And you really have to minimize that, not let it happen 3, 4, 5 possessions in a row.
Bill, I want to ask you just a question overall about your opinion of the season. If the Bulls lose tonight, you know, was their effort to try to get into this a lost cause?
I don't think anything's a lost cause. And I honestly do believe you learn from your mistakes. And so every decision you make may not be as positive as you'd like it to be, but you learn from it. And I think I'd be lying if I said anyone's not surprised at how well the Bulls played after the trade, but how well they came together, how well the three new guys fit in, how much Kobe exploded and took that leadership role, as well as Giddey stepping up both offensively and getting better defensively with steals and figuring out the lanes he needs to be in. And then Bezelis having more opportunities to be more of a leader and breaking into the starting role and playing well. So I think that has surprised a lot of people, and that's a good thing. So now I think you have a legitimate chance to build on a little foundation that you've made now. I'm still, there's some shortcomings. I think you still need a couple of things, but win or lose tonight, I think we've seen some good things, and we have a direction we're going in now that can be positive going forward to make the Bulls a better team and possibly next year, grow from this and go further in the playoffs and not have to be in the play-in game.
Bill Wennington, we always appreciate the time. I am looking forward, you know, to the post-game show as well. I'm looking forward to the joke with Alyssa Bergamini. I know the tradition.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Marshall, Layla, thank you very much. Appreciate you guys.
Always a pleasure to talk to Bill Wennington. You can hear his and Chuck Swirsky's call with Alyssa starting at 6:30 tonight on The Score. The Bulls in that play-in tournament.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.